USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
High chances will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out, of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail, with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Following last year's reports from the mother of Tamir Rice that Black Lives Matter activists were profiting from the police killing of her child, Amazon has dropped Black Lives Matter from its charity platform, Amazon Smile. This comes after the group failed to disclose where tens of millions of dollars in donations have gone. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donald says BLM has failed to assist the communities in need of the group's aid.
So there's a lot of people in the Black community who were happy to see an organization that was coming to rally to the defense of the fears and the concerns and the pain that they were having. But unfortunately, what has happened is that this organization has taken in the money but not given any support.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Three people were hospitalized after their helicopter crashed into the shallow waters just off Miami Beach. The chopper came down near 10th Street and Ocean Drive. Two of the passengers sustained trauma injuries and were taken to Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital. According to the Miami Beach Fire Rescue, all three survivors are now in stable condition. Video posted on Twitter by the Miami Beach Police Department shows the moment the helicopter came down very close to people who were swimming in the water. An investigation is underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.